New research has found polar bears are failing to adapt to their food supplies running low. Scientists used to think the animals could conserve their energy by going into what's known as a walking hibernation when their food becomes scarce. But with sea ice melting because of warming waters, the polar bears are losing their ability to prey on seals, which are a big part of their diet. Sarah Sedgie reports.
For polar bears, it's a tough life. As the climate changes, it's becoming harder for them to hunt for food, and the bears aren't as good as adapting to these changes as scientists once thought. George Jerner is a research zoologist at the US Geological Survey.
They have to be able to find food, but it's a little difficult. If you're a polar bear and you live in the part of the Arctic that experiences extensive sea ice loss, you're either going to be forced to land during the summer, or you're going to be forced out to the deep water pack ice, water that is sometimes over 5,000 meters deep. There's not much to prey on. There's not much food in those sort of situations for them.
George Derner is one of the authors of a report which dispels the myth that bears can slow down their metabolism and save energy when food is scarce. Bears can hibernate in winter, but there was a theory they could enter into a walking hibernation in warmer months too.
There has been the notion that possibly polar bears could resist some of the detrimental effects of being displaced from food during the summer months by a physiological mechanism. This study, though, is unique in that it's the first study to actually demonstrate that those physiological mechanisms that allow polar bears to conserve energy similar to that of a hibernating bear do not actually occur.
As temperatures rise and sea ice melts, some bears are forced to go hungry. Bears need sea ice because they use it as a platform to hunt seals from, their main source of food. It's more difficult for them to hunt their prey in deeper waters because seals are superior divers. Professor Mirav Ben-David is a wildlife ecologist from the University of Wyoming and one of the report's authors.
Most polar bears do most of the feeding during the spring, and unfortunately with sea ice declines, we see an earlier melt during spring, which means they don't have the same amount of time they used to hunt seals. And so they come into the summer fast with less reserves, and then they have to fast longer because the melt is earlier and the freeze-up is later.
Are the bears in danger? Do they risk starving?
Some individuals would. It's important to remember that the Arctic is very variable. It's not a uniform area. It's huge, and it is influenced by winds and currents. So not all subpopulations of polar bears experience exactly the same conditions.
Bears that live near the southern Beaufort Sea near Alaska are among the animals faring the worst. Their population is declining. Professor Ben-David says preventing sea ice loss is the best way to ensure polar bears aren't harmed.
The only thing we can do really to protect polar bears is ensure that they have sea ice. That's the only habitat that is meaningful for polar bears. That's where they hunt. That's where they eat their seals. That's where they conduct most of their life. So really what we need to ensure is that the sea ice loss, the trend we are seeing now is reversed. And because the sea ice loss is tightly linked to climate change, really what we need to do, all of us on this globe, we need to ensure that we do our best to reverse the trends of climate change.
Wildlife ecologist Professor Mirav Ben-David from the University of Wyoming, ending Sarah Sedgie's report.